What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimberly, and you are tuned into another episode, the 52nd episode, the 1 year anniversary episode of the Nexus podcast. And on this week's episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about chiropractic principles. We're not going to talk about the first one. There are 33 of them total. We're actually going to talk about the sixth chiropractic principle. And so kick back, relax, and enjoy this 52nd, the 1 year anniversary episode of the Nexus podcast. All right. Principle number six. One of the most important chiropractic principles, one of the most important principles for your life, for my life, for anybody's life, in order to help transform your and my life. That principle is this. It's principle number six. So let me give you a bit of background before I actually tell you what that principle is. So there is a guy named Stevenson who wrote what are called the 33 chiropractic principles. Now, these are very important set of principles because they guide the philosophy, they guide the work that I do as a chiropractor, and I think they're very important. They can guide a lot of things within our lives, not just in the chiropractic profession, but within how we live our lives in general. So we have 33 of the chiropractic principles, and I think that we need to share a couple of them with you before we get to six, which is the principle of time. And when I talk about time, time is important, and it's really made me think about time after a few events that have happened in my office over the course of over this last week. And so the first chiropractic principle is this, is there is a universal intelligence in all matter that continually gives it to it all its properties and actions, thus maintaining its existence. So in other words, there is a universal intelligence within all matter which guides and tells it what to do. And there are a number of other principles in between, and then we get to principle number six. The principle number six is there is no process that does not require time. I'm going to state that principle one more time. Principle number six, the chiropractic principle that there is no process that does not require time. I bring this up because so often we have been conditioned that on the flip of a light switch, at the flip of a coin, at the stop of a dime, we should be able to stop going from one state of being or health or mind or whatever the case may be and into another. And we live in this world of instant gratification where we want everything now, 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 now. The problem with that is that there is no process that does not require time. So from a healing perspective, from the chiropractic perspective, the only way to truly heal your body is to allow your body time to do so. So here's what I mean by this. Let me give you a couple examples. Let's say we have a 50-year-old woman coming into our office who has had low back pain for the last, let's say, 26 years of her life. Most people come into my office expecting that in a few adjustments, maybe one, maybe two, that their back pain is going to completely go away, even though it's been there for 26 years. And this is just not the case. Like, we can certainly get people out of pain. That's not necessarily what my office is all about. That's not what we're passionate about doing. We're passionate about the things that come along with someone getting out of pain. Nonetheless, that's a conversation for another time. The point is that when we have these expectations, false expectations, that our bodies are supposed to heal, that there's a quick fix, we've been told, we've been sold, we've been programmed for our entire lives to believe that if we just take this pill, immediately our pain goes away, immediately whatever we want to happen in our lives will happen. And unfortunately, that's just not true. And so with this principle of time, the principle of time states that in order for your body to actually heal, it takes time. Simple. So if you've had some ailment going on for 26 years of your life and you're expecting it to go away in 1 week, likely not the best thought process, because your brain, your nervous system works through a series of habits, and it creates these habits to protect itself, to save energy, to allow you to focus on other things. Because if your body didn't build habits, there were so many things that you would have to think about that wouldn't be ingrained within your system, that you would literally be overwhelmed. You would never be able to make a decision. You would never be able to be productive in any way possible. And I'm sharing this with you because of the principle of time states that if it took you 26 years to gain some habit within your system, it's going to take longer than one, two, three visits to break that pattern. The other principle of time that's important, I think, is that most of us forget is that there is no process. Again, the principle states that there is no process that does not require time. So what does this mean from a perspective outside of the healing realm? Well, this means that there's no process. Anything that we do as human beings that is worthwhile and valuable that we would expect to get benefit from always takes time. Let's take it to a financial perspective, for instance. Let's say that someone is telling you to invest money into a 401k. Do you expect to get the returns and do you expect to have enough money for retirement tomorrow? No. You're expecting to get those returns and enough money for retirement 40, 50, 60 years from now because it takes time to accumulate and mass wealth. Same thing with a skill. So let's say you're learning a new skill like playing tennis or doing muscle up in CrossFit or something in between. There's no process that does not require time. Most people don't learn a muscle up after trying it one time. And most people certainly don't perfect it after trying it one time. It takes repetition. It takes practice. It takes ding, 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 time. Time is the crucial factor in getting everything you want out of your life. And so taking it, you know, in any number of contexts that you could think of, the principle of time is super important because there's no process that doesn't require it. This means that if you've been in a bad habit for a long amount of time, it's going to take you longer to break that habit. If you've been in a habit or if you've been a certain way for some amount of time, it's going to take you longer to get to where you want to be in another realm. Now, certainly there are hacks, there are tricks that we can go about to get around these things. But the reason I bring this up is because one of the things that I have been very passionate about before even I got into chiropractic school is really helping kids and helping whole families. And what, you know, I had a conversation with a woman earlier this week in my office, and she was talking about her grandson. He's 4 years old. He's been diagnosed with ADHD or ADD, and he has some learning disabilities, and he's been, you know, struggling with speech specifically, and really just like not where his parents want him to be in school. And so as I'm talking to this woman, I'm asking her, you know, what was the birthing process like for this kiddo? And then what was his stress level like when he was young? Well, for the last 4 years of his life, he's been under a lot of stress. And so these 4 years of his life of him being under a lot of stress is the time required to create a certain pattern within the system. And that certain pattern that's creating within the system is a pattern of this young man, this young kiddo, not being able to function at the highest level possible because his nervous system has a pattern of stress stuck within it. And when we turn that stress off, his body will start to heal itself. Here's the trick though, is that he's not going to magically heal in one adjustment. He's not going to magically heal in one visit. Just like if you went to the gym one time and you said, hey, I'm upset because I didn't get a six pack today, this one time that I went to the gym when I haven't been for the last 15 years, would you blame the gym owner that the gym didn't work because you didn't get a six pack after one adjustment? No, you would not, because there is no process that does not require time. Same is true with diet. Have you ever tried a diet for a week, said, you know what, this sucks, I didn't lose any weight, I quit? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I have family members that have done that. I have family members that do this regularly. Here's the trick though. There's no process that doesn't require time. Any diet that you're going to commit to in order to really see a true lasting change from it, yes, you can lose weight in 30 days, but it takes 90 days to get there. It takes 90 days to really build any habit. It takes 90 days, generally speaking, to crush a goal. And so why, for some reason, we have this principle within our body, or we've been taught that our bodies are supposed to magically heal in 1 second, when in reality, all of it takes time. If you ever scraped your knees when you were a kiddo, it doesn't just magically heal the next day. It takes time for it to heal. And the time that it takes is 100% dependent on how well the nervous system is functioning, because your nervous system, your brain, your spinal cord, all the peripheral nerves are what control your body's ability to heal itself. And so again, I bring it back to principle number 6. There is no process that does not require time. So let me give you a couple practical examples of what I'm talking about when I talk about time. I'm going to give you a couple case studies within my office. And so we're working with a 7-year-old girl who her entire life was like very, very clumsy, slightly uncoordinated, and, you know, had some reading issues and some other issues within school, didn't particularly like school. And so as we're working with her, you know, it's taken like 3 months, and mom's like, when are we going to see this like magical breakthrough of a change? And I had to explain to her this principle is there is no process that does not require time. And sometimes it actually takes time for our body to go back through, it's called retracing, and break old patterns and habits before we can get to the place that we want to be. So for instance, if you were going through skin issues at one point in your life and then they went away only to come to other stress or lead to bigger things, as your body starts to heal, you may have those skin issues pop up again because it's called retracing. You have to go back through the things that you experienced once before to get to the new place of health and healing that your body wishes to get to. And so for her, what this time looked like, she could have quit, she could have given up early, but the magic on the other end of that has been phenomenal. One of the most coordinated kiddos that we take care of now, one of the most energetic, happy, positive, uplifting, loving kiddos, still doesn't particularly love school, but is doing much better in it. Teachers have noticed. And then it's all a result of having a super healthy nervous system and understanding the concept that the process of time is super critical in the healing of this young kid and any of us, myself included. This is why pills don't work. This is why medications don't work. So I'll use the example of blood pressure medication. Sure, you can take a blood pressure medication today, right now, and in 20 minutes from now, your blood pressure will be lower. My question for you though is, what happens if you don't take that blood pressure medication again the next day? And the answer is very simple, is that your blood pressure is going to come back because it's a mask, it's a patch to an issue. It's never addressing the cause. And the cause of the high blood pressure is the brain telling the heart and the blood vessels to constrict, thereby raising the blood pressure. And this happens through a series of hormones. One is adrenaline, another is cortisol. Those are stress hormones. It increases heart rate, it increases blood pressure. And so if we have high blood pressure, you got to be looking for the cause, always looking for the cause. And then this is where when you get to the cause, there's no process that does not require time. Principle number six, it takes time for your body to heal itself. And I want to leave you with one more case study of I'm taking care of a person right now in our office who has had debilitating back pain for about the last 8 years. And right at 3 months into care, this person is frustrated because their low back pain wasn't completely gone, nearly like not, we'll say 95% gone, but not completely gone. And they were frustrated by it. And I had to remind them that, listen, there is no process that does not require time. True healing, true health takes time. It takes time and commitment in the kitchen every single day to cook your own food and eat healthy and change your diet and change your lifestyle. It takes time and commitment every single day to go into the gym to get the six pack that you want or get the biceps that you want or hit the goals that you want. There's nothing that happens overnight, and anything that happens overnight is likely not even worth pursuing in the first place because none of it is overnight. It's all about the journey involved in it. And the journey is the most important piece. Like, the obstacle is the way, Ryan Holiday says. And there are a number of other people who say, like, it's not about the end destination. It's actually about the journey and the process of healing along the way. And this is why there is no process worthwhile that does not require time. So you can seek out the next hack. You can seek out the next thing that's going to give you instant gratitude. Instant gratitude, for instance, for the person with low back pain would be like, well, I'm just going to take some opiate medication. That's great. You could take the opiate medication. It's certainly going to fix your back pain. But guess what? It's not actually going to fix it. It's literally going to put a mask over it. It's like putting masking tape, duct taping something together or just masking the symptoms. Another way to think about this would be like, imagine you have a fire in the building that you're, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If the smoke detectors are going off, you're certainly not going to go to the smoke detector and take the battery out and say, oh, I fixed the problem. There's no problem anymore. No, you would put out the fire. And this is exactly what we do through chiropractic care. It takes time to get people there. And this is the interesting part, and the part that I'm so passionate about though, is that the time doesn't have to be as much of an issue as it is. So what I mean by this is that if we have kids from day one of their lives getting adjusted and receiving chiropractic care, then we know that their body's not going to be starting to ingrain this pattern of stress within their system. And the only way to know if their body is stressed out when they're born is to have it checked. Unfortunately, nobody checks it except for chiropractors. And so if you haven't had your kiddo's nervous system checked, then you might be contributing to a problem that you didn't even know exists, and it's going to take longer to break that habit and break that pattern within their system the longer you wait. This is why I love taking care of pregnant moms, is because they understand, the women that we work with, they understand that every time that we're adjusting them, we're turning off mom's stress hormones. Those stress hormones being shut off in mom actually don't affect the little baby, the little growing baby's brain in the way that it would, because those stress hormones cross over the blood-brain barrier of the newborn baby or the baby that's not even born yet, And when this happens, what we see is that it actually shuts down development of the brain because the baby's getting primed for stress. And in stress mode, we don't need to have higher levels of thought and critical thinking and cortical skills. And so as we adjust moms during pregnancy, what we do is we reduce their stress. And then as baby's born, they are born into a world that they feel is less stressful. And because they feel less stressful, and then if they're adjusted once they've been born through the trauma of the birthing process, which most kiddos have a little tiny bit of trauma through the birthing process, regardless of whether it's C-section, home birth, water birth, doesn't matter, anything in between. And so as kids are adjusted during that, then what we do is we keep that stress response turned off and we have the pattern of health and healing ingrained within their system from day one. And so they never have to go down the route of having issues at 6 months old or 10 months old or 2 years old or 4 years old or 15 years old. That's never been addressed because nobody knew to check their nervous system in the first place. And then again, I bring it back to the process of time. The sooner you do it, the better the results are going to be. The longer you wait, the longer it's going to take you to get the results and hit the goals that you're achieving. Can we get you there? 100%. Absolutely. We do it with people across the board all the time, any age, doesn't matter. And so I'll leave you with this. There is no process that does not require time. Now, this is a super important thing for me because the time has now come that we transition the podcast. And so I'll just leave you with this. I'll leave it as a surprise, is that season one, this has been 1 year. It's been one season of the podcast. Every week for 52 weeks, I have done this. It's like a landmark for me. And I'm going to share with you in the future episodes of what's going to change with the podcast moving forward. And I want to leave you with this, is that just think about where in your life are you expecting instant gratification and instant results? And I want you to seriously answer the question of, is that actually going to work long term? And if it's not, then what are you doing to address your body, address your health, address your success, address your family success? Because as you start to apply this principle of time, you'll understand that repetition and focus and consistency are what matter more than anything. I love and appreciate every single one of you. If you've been tuned into me since episode one, I'm so grateful for you. So glad that I've been able to provide some value inside of your lives. If you did get value out of this episode, I would encourage you to share it up with someone else who you think would benefit from it. This is how we get the podcast in the hands of other people and ultimately spread this message of true health and healing. This is not sick care. This is health care. This is providing health for people, not just masking the symptoms of sick people, but actually providing health. If you know someone or you want to contribute to that, then share this up. The other thing you can do is leave a rating and leave a review for the podcast. Super easy to do. I love and appreciate every single one of you. Season one of the podcast is done, and we will roll right into season two next week. Love and appreciate you. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.